Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, it's Willard from Willard and Div coming up at 2 o'clock. Now back to Steiny and Goo. Steiny and Goo, you're having a great show today, guys. Keep it going.
All right, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Mark!
Oh, I got to come to somebody.
See him? Did you see him last night?
No, I didn't see Mark.
I thought you were going to go check out
Willard. Yeah, but we went and had dinner and early.
Where'd you go?
I don't like
you ask me these questions all the time. Why don't you want to tell me why you went to dinner?
It's not that I don't. You got to let me answer. Boy, you are on me like white on rice. Relax. Hold on. I tried to catch up with Billy.
Oh, okay.
He stopped by Willard and Dibbs.
Nice.
But then I had to pick my brother up from Muni, and then that was a we won't even not
nightmare.
A cluster. You know what?
Okay.
So we went right next to Pedro's. Where I won the contest,
yeah.
They got that new restaurant. It's not new, but tacos to die for. You walk in, you go upstairs.
I think I know where you're talking.
Right where we went and had the, we met the sales lady, our friend. But not there, but right next to it.
Oh, yeah. There's a hotel there
now. Yeah, look at it. It's
Hotel Mia, I
believe. Look at my boy. But anyway, had a good time, some cocktails. And then there was a lot of how they're working with Kenny. How they working with Chef? I'm like, I wanted the game! But real quick, I got to read this from the 510. How dare you? Wow, Guru, after two games, you're comparing Steph to Babe Ruth, Barry? No, ass! It's 16 years and four rings is what I'm comparing, and that surpassed Barry, who I love. I mean, Steph Curry is up there with Michael Jordan's portfolio. Anybody on any level. Joe Montana. Rice. I mean, wake up with that one. Steph doesn't need to make another bucket. This is a movie in the making. Stoney, you start the movie from the ankles. The 4 for 44, when people was questioning that. Like, what he is?
You'd have to start it when he was a kid.
Yes.
When he was.
When you see him shooting at NBA arenas, I almost tear up. Like, no, seriously, man, I'm not here over. This dude's incredible at 37, about to be 38, Jack.
I'd love to argue with you about that, but I can't. This is just
I don't like
sense.
When you do that, Steiny. That diffuses me, but I'm just saying.
What am I going to say? No, he's not. Here's the one thing I was thinking about Steph Curry, and you brought it up early. This is an original thought. Guru, who's the best defensive player in the history of the game?
Man, hold on. I got two answers.
Okay.
Guard or just overall?
Best defensive player ever.
Michael Jordan.
Okay. And like I'd say Rodman.
Okay, all right.
And maybe Kenny says Draymond
okay,
Green.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Who's the best rebounder of all time?
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, okay. I'd say Will Chamberlain.
All right.
Moses Malone was a great rebounder.
No, yeah.
Who's the best passer of all time? Passer. Wow.
This is a three-way tie.
Okay.
Magic.
Exactly.
Nash. And who else I'm looking for?
Bird.
Magic, Nash. Burt was up there. Yeah. It was cool. There's magic in that.
Okay. But when you say who's the best shooter of all time, there is only one answer. There is only one answer.
I got you.
Like, he is.
Wow.
There is nobody. I don't believe there's anybody out there that would maintain he's not the best shooter the game's ever seen. Right?
That's wow.
Oh, well, Mahmoud. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
we loved you.
Who else? Dale Elliott. Yeah, great.
Or Mark Price.
Yeah. What's the point? Yeah. What's the point, Steiny, from Veggie 2? There's only one answer to that question, and it's Curry. That's the point. Every other aspect of the game, there's an argument you can have.
Reggie Miller, Steiny. Reggie Miller's behind.
No doubt. Yeah. He's behind him, though.
Yeah. He tells you that Steph's the greatest.
Yeah, somebody saying Alvin Robertson. Yeah, he was a great perimeter defender.
I loved him, man.
He could be up there. No. But Veggie, my point is there is no list when you're talking about the greatest shooter of all time.
And it's now just we can put Steph. Clutch in front of it, Steiny.
Do
it ain't just
it?
Shooter. It's
Veggie,
clutch.
Do you get it now? Do you understand now, Veggie?
It's clutch.
All right, let's go to AJ in L.A. What's up, AJ? How you doing, man?
What's going on? When has it not been about clutch, man?
Wow. Talk to him.
Well, there was that one stat out there.
Man, whatever. But, hey, I thought the drop coverage was almost their curse last night on
Gordon.
On, what's it called? Gordon?
Yeah.
But they did what they had to do, and I appreciated their approach. I bet if J.K. would have went over one screen to try to contest, her would have dropped him out of the lineup saying that he's not doing what they wanted
him
to do.
Wow.
And so I appreciate that they were pretty disciplined on, you know, the drop coverage, because what it did, it essentially took Jokic out of the game. He got a triple-double, but it was a quiet triple-double. What could have happened, you know, he probably could have had a ton more assists, but meaningful assists where guys could have got in rhythm jump shots, but also put a lot of folks in foul trouble. There's nobody on the team who could actually guard Jokic in that pick and roll. And so it was cool to see them stick with it, because it came back and it helped them at the end of regulation when Murray had hunted out Draymond Green, and Draymond Green, he did not bite on the pick and roll. He pretty much rolled off. It was, you know, you may say, hey, that was a smart move by Draymond, but really they were doing that the entire night. But it also says something about Jonathan Kuminga and the rest of those guys who was in that final regulation lineup,
mm-hmm.
that Murray went after Draymond Green. They didn't go after JK.
Yeah.
They didn't go after anyone else. They went after Draymond Green because they believed that Draymond Green, hear me out, Guru, they believed Draymond Green was probably the weakest point of attack defender on the floor at the time. Mm. And Murray went after Draymond, and it cost them. And so I appreciate that. But here's the thing, man. It was all good. Good game. But I'm a bit concerned the fact that Kerr said that final lineup in overtime was the first time he even thought about that? Is he insane?
Why am I not buying that? Yeah, I'm not buying that. But go ahead. I hear you. Keep in mind that.
Nah, I mean, I'm a buyer, because when has the last time he thought that it was a good idea to play everyone in their right position?
Mm.
I mean, he has this weird thing about playing everyone out of position. You know, I don't really understand that at all. But the fact that he, you know, someone said that, hey, it's a good idea. Let's try putting everyone in their right position and see what happens. And in overtime, we saw execution.
Well, AJ, let me ask you this. Who was the two guard on that lineup?
Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler was the two guard.
And he's
the position he played his entire life. Huh?
And he's a natural two guard?
He's a natural two. JK is a natural three. Draymond is a natural four. Al is a natural five. And Steph is a natural combo guard.
And I'll say this to you, because when I heard that, when you found out you were getting Al Horford, you had to dream of that lineup or even think about that lineup. So, Steiny, that's why, and AJ, I thought it was odd that Kerr said that after the game. I'm like, Nah, that's when you make the purchase, is you dream and envision having that five. Just me.
I mean, they, you know, Horford just got here, like, literally.
Well, remember, that's what I defended
them.
I wasn't even practicing with the team.
Okay. So, I mean.
So take it from that, right? Then that makes sense. But not to think about it, I'm like, man.
Well, the other reason I think he didn't think about it was because he was thinking about playing Horford with Kuminga. He said he loved those two guys playing together, but Horford's not going to start every game.
So,
I think that's probably why he wasn't thinking it was viable, because he was going to bring JK off the bench with Horford. But, like, what do you do tonight? Horford's not going to start, and he's not going to play.
I think Dre will be at the five. Or TJD to spell Dre.
Yeah,
after almost 40 minutes on the hardwood. I mean, Dre was great yesterday, man. But there were some times, Donnie, did you notice real quick, and Jimmy, I felt like they didn't get back, like, with urgency.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
But I'll tell you this, they're in a lot better shape than Jokic.
Yeah,
Holy Toledo.
That was the Thanksgiving Jokic, man. Stop. Dude, I thought you guys were going to bark back, and Evan goes, he's sleepwalking goo, and you said, he's out of shape. Dude.
I saw him. I want to say I thought I saw him without a shirt on about a week ago, and I was like, oh, my God.
No, you didn't.
Or maybe I saw him in one of those practice.
That ain't the Jokic that came here last year. Remember that first quarter he had on one of the games on the Dubs last year? Like, man.
Let's go to Scott's in Marin. Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, yeah,
that's
good.
The first thing I noticed when they took the floors is Jokic. I go, oh, my God. I guess he's going to play himself into shape. But, you know, I wanted to talk about, you know, this whole thing changed with the Jimmy Butler acquisition. It revitalized Steph. Steph was really down most of last year before Jimmy got here. He was just not himself. And now he can be himself with Jimmy, and now you add Horford to this team. I mean, Horford is, you know, I love Looney and you know, and I like the kid,
Will Richard.
The other, this Will Richard, that's who I really wanted to talk about.
Okay.
I mean, this guy is coming for somebody's minutes big time, because he knows how to play the game better than I think a lot of the guys that have been getting those minutes. And if he can shoot the three, see, I don't really know much about his game, but he had a huge three last night. You know, they were down, 108-100, and they got a turnover, and he stepped up and hit a three to cut it to five, and that was a huge shot.
Yeah,
the kid seems to know, and he's a ball hawk. He gets the loose balls, and I think if he can shoot the three, I mean, this guy is going to be your two guard here pretty quick.
Hey, he had missed a couple two before.
This guy shooting.
Yeah, he had missed a couple two before he made that one, and I was like, oh no, and it went in. But Snyder, you, what do you think of his shooting?
No, but
go ahead, Scott.
No, I think if he can shoot the three, this guy's going to take people's minutes, because he can certainly defend better than a hell of a lot of other guys.
No doubt.
And GP2 better look out, because
had a big tip last night.
And when Melton comes back, I mean, this team's got – I mean, I wish it was April right now. Unfortunately, it's only October, so they got a long way to go. But they got the pieces to cause a lot of problems in a playoff series, I'll tell you that.
Appreciate the call. If they can stay healthy. Will Richard played 4 years of college.
Hey, man, Steiny, he gets after it, man.
Okay.
And he had missed a couple, three. I was like, ah! And he shot it like, Stoney, it was one of them things when you're in the gym and you're by yourself and you just pull up like, you got to make that one. He made it, man. I just like what I see from him, Stoney, and he's a baby.
I just saw some. Let me see. What did he shoot from three last year?
Give it to me.
He was a 35.5% three-point shooter in college. And keep in mind, the line's a little shorter there. But I don't. Sure enough, I looked up Will Richard, his college stats, and I saw a number I can't stand.
Uh-oh.
I can't stand it.
Number one?
You know how many games he played last year at Florida? 40! That's a pro season.
Yeah. Right.
40 games they played at Florida. That's too many for college. These are student athletes.
Well, maybe he got the most out of it, and that's why he hit the ground running. Have we not taken a call? that anybody is not down or just excited about this kid through two games. That's all. Just like, damn, Steiny, this dude fits.
Looks and then like he does.
Was, I mean, he has the, and I guess now Steiny's definitely a skill. He knew when to cut every damn time. Like, skeet skirt. Ah, skeet skirt.
Now that's Dibley's.
What?
Skeet skirt.
No, it's.
No, it is.
That's the guru original.
Ooh.
Skeet skirt. Oh, Dibs will tell you, Steiny. That's.
Oh, he took it from you?
No, that's.
He uses that all the time.
You don't even know how to say it.
I know I don't, but it sounded very similar.
Skeet skirt. It's like get out of dot.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I apologize.
For what?
To you and Ken and the listeners. No. You know who I look up to. Who's my mentor in my life?
Me.
Anyway,
it's Norm.
He just texts me, will you shut the F up interrupting everybody?
Well, Norm.
Wow, I'm excited, but damn.
Norm, it's okay today because he's carrying me. Your boy is carrying me today, Norm.
Dude, I just looked at the phone like I'm interrupting callers. He said, I get excited, man.
Hey, I got no complaints today. I needed you. I need you. Jimmy and Martinez. What's going on? Ramona Shelburne's up in Portland. Okay, she'll be on the call today. What's up, Jim? How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's Friday. Goo.
What's up,
baby? Killing me. By the way, you guys ever heard of Bill Russell when you're talking about defense? Come on. Steiny. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I get it. I'm old, but
no, no, you're not old.
Hey, Jim, yeah. I forgot. You're right.
And Jim, I got to say this. I'm a historian, but because I didn't see Bill, I'm interrupting. I don't know why I didn't want to give him the answer. That's all. But I get Bill was a bad dude. But I had to go with Jordan.
I liked Steiny's thing because you can't say, you know, you could say world be free, Pete Maravich. No, there's only one step. And the fact that we are so blessed to watch this guy. Once again last night, and by the way, can I shout out the local kid, Aaron Gordon?
Man.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Was Jesus.
That, how did Steph win that game with Gordon just going transcendent?
Jokic was terrible.
I know. And you know what? How many beers is he having before the game? My God, man. At one point, he was jiggling down. He looked like the marshmallow guy from Ghostbusters. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. But,
hey, couple of things. I'm just going to say a couple things in a row real quick. Pods, you know, he hit a couple of threes. And you know what I like is the way he freaking goes after rebounds. But it's the, dude, don't try to prove yourself that you're just, I hate this saying, play within yourself. I hate it. But in this case, him and JK, you could see a couple times where Jonathan was about to do something and then he passed the ball. Man, he is fitting in now. And when you throw this rookie in, I mean, doesn't he look like he's been on the team for like 3 years?
He does.
And then Melton, if you know, Melton's coming back, and I've always liked Moody, but this rookie looks like kind of like Moody with a little more athleticism. And you know, I'm telling you, that kid looks like he fits right in. But Al, okay, your guy to call a minute. How could Kerr? Yeah, Kerr is such an idiot. He's only been to the finals 6 times and won 4 titles. So he says this thing because he knows, is Al going to be in the closing lineup tonight, Steiny? You just said it. No, because he's not even playing, you know?
Right.
Anyway.
No, I got you. I got good you, stuff, Jim. Man. Thanks, buddy. Russell.
Yeah, he cooked Joker.
You ever see highlights of Bill Russell running the floor? He's like a gazelle.
And can I tell you
how fast he was?
I get those feelings when I watch one certain guy in San Antonio run, and that's Wimby.
Darren Fox?
No, Wimby. I'm like, this is what Bill must have been like watching Bill. Just saying. Bill's a bad dude.
Yeah, Wimby's better offensively. Bill wasn't a great offensive player. He's good. He's good. But he's like, you know.
Who would you take, Bill or Wilt? Will was a bad dude. I watched the, what year was it? 60-something All-Star game,
Wilt got a bad rap.
Cherry West, those dudes were all huge, man. What you mean a bad rap?
Will Chamberlain got a bad rap. You know, Russell won all the titles. I think he ended up winning two, but wasn't considered a team player as like Russell, Anyway, okay, I need to talk to you about something serious.
I'm your guy.
I want to call off the 50-win bet. I'll pay you $100 right now. I don't care. I don't want to do this. I don't want
to. This might be the second time in 3 years
that's
we've
right.
did this.
I don't want to sit in this chair this year. This year.
I got you.
As I'm winding down.
I got you.
Rooting against the Warriors to win 50 games.
I can respect that.
I just don't want to do it.
A margarita, no salt today, and we're
okay.
good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, now we're even because you owe me for the butler.
Oh, damn. Perfect.
I can't do it.
All right. I got you. You know what? I was thinking, like, yes, jump in the pool, man.
Yeah, I just don't want to. I don't want to root against.
All right. Ken, you can understand. That's noble by Steiny, right?
Well, I think I'm going to lose right now.
Funny thing is that if he wins, are you going to recant the recant?
No, but he's on the home team now. I feel like you're really on the home team.
No, I just didn't. It gets, what's the word? It gets a little wonky, that's all.
Can I throw you a curve?
I don't like when Steph is like, he took the field. It's like, yes, I did.
And I called you Skip Bayless to Steph.
That one I got right, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, I got to do this.
Okay.
All right. I was there for you. You be there for me. Stoney, I just need some more names to come out before I say this is the biggest Black Sox scandal with this Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier thing, man. Just can you help me out? I know Garnett played in the poker game. That don't mean he was part of it. But
played in the poker game, he was part of the poker game.
Give me some more, but why aren't we? And show us the names of the other crime people. You just got Chauncey on there and Rozier on every outlet. Show some other, the crime fam, show their picture.
They can't find him.
Come on, man. I mean, just show him in cuffs or whatever. I don't know. Something's getting to me, man. And what's Gilbert Arenas' thing in all this? He got popped in for that. Dude, I'm just saying, Stoney, the memes are going crazy, but I do think Gil went to the station first and then this all popped off. Anyway,
you know, I was covering the Warriors when Damon Jones was a Warrior. Actually, I had lunch with him once way back in the day.
Now, he seemed like a cool cat.
Yeah, I liked him. He's really cool. Really cool.
Shaq was disappointed in him because they're good. They're friends.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Damon's kind of a little bit of a, what's the word? Yeah, a little bit like Arenas. He's got a little Arenas in him.
Right.
Put it that way.
Gil's winning right now, Stoney. In regard to the socials and all that stuff.
Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is from the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line. Yes, you're right. The next NBA star, he was in Philly the other night.
Well,
Edgecombe!
Where's Evan at? He won't let you claim him. You didn't watch him in college.
I said he was winning Rookie of the Year.
But why?
Because Flag's already getting exposed.
Cool, I didn't left. Hey, it's not fair. Kid puts him at the point this early, and I think it makes him not as nasty, trying to passivity, because he's trying to get others involved. I'm Wimby. Stoney, jersey's in the car. If I come in here with my black Wimby, shout out to my boy Rick Bradford.
The one
you met him. He came here when the Morning Roast and Baldy did their thing, and I said we go back to playing Madden.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I don't, but I'll say yeah. I remember him.
I'm gonna show you a picture.
Yeah, really good guy.
The only true Spurs fan I know, like Spur fan, real one, Sean Elliott.
I actually know a guy who's a Spurs fan.
What's his name?
His name's Cheo.
That's
Cheo.
Is he from Texas?
He's from he's somewhere in Central America, I think.
Oh,
but I've known him for a while. Yeah, Cheo, big Spurs fan, loves him. All right, we got here 12-11.
Let's break.
By the way, the other thing is, the boss isn't here today.
I texted him last night.
Why?
That's some business.
You're like Pajemski with Kerr.
on.
Pods can dump.
Hey. Oh, man. Come on. Leave Pods alone, please. We had some business, man. Yeah. Oh, man.
Let me get my reads, and I see calls on the other side. We got one guy who's going to want us to be... Hey, can he come on the podcast? Another guy? All right, I see Paul, T-South, Trevor. I'll get to y'all if you're lucky. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for... I'm sorry. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know who I look up to. Who's my mentor in my life?
Me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Getting there, Goo.
Yeah, we are, and I hate that this got lost in the shuffle, but I'm going to rewind real quick before we go get the calls. We didn't talk about Wembanyama growing 2 inches. He's 7'5 now, not 7'3. That's crazy.
That's
Victor Wembanyama.
He's tall.
No, but he's grown 2 inches and added muscle. Jokic should have been working out with him.
Hey, I forgot to tell you. Well, actually, I shouldn't.
What's your out today?
No. Because you guys were talking about the MVP.
Yeah.
And Wemby's odds. It's about 3-4 weeks ago. I remember I was going to tell you I made a futures bet.
On?
With a guy. We split it. So, I don't know what we were thinking. So, NFL, Rookie of the Year. I guess there's an offensive Rookie of the Year and a defensive Rookie of the Year. So, me and my buddy Joe have Travis Hunter for both. Thinking maybe he'll win one.
No, I like it.
What kind of years you having?
Ken, what do you think? Because I think he's been better as a receiver more than a DB.
Oh, I would have said the opposite. Yeah.
I've been watching
the
game.
He had one good game receiving.
Yeah,
in London.
Which it is.
But do you think he's in the lead in any of those for Steiny?
I don't know.
I can't
what about
remember
the guys from the Giants.
Hampton was doing really well. Yeah. Scadaboo, yeah. That's another one.
That's who's going to win it, Stoney. Good call.
On the defensive side, I'm not
Arizona
sure.
Arizona State, yeah.
I just need him a quick two-pick game.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Like, if I said,
and
I
the
mean,
odds are really
I don't
good.
Think he like, has an interception.
We bet 100. We split 100, I think, and we'd get like hey, two, three.
That's not
grand.
That smart. We got to get to the Niners, too. I know we got the calls. It's Warriors. Now we got to get to the
Niners. They're hurt.
No, they got a game in Texas.
Yeah, but,
I really think they're going to run away with this one.
I thought they were, and then I heard some information yesterday that now has me thinking a little bit differently.
Oh, stay tuned. Just
talking to a guy. Yeah. Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park. Hey, Trevor, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Been a long time. I am super excited about this Warrior team. I heard you guys talking a little bit about Will Richards, and I just wanted to say that watching that game last night, the thing that stood out to me about why I think he's going to be a great player is that when you saw him miss those two shots in late in the fourth quarter, he was not afraid to go back and take another shot.
Man.
And yeah, he made it, but he had no fear. And as a rookie, that says a lot. The look on his face was he wanted to go out there and make up for it. And he did, but he didn't think twice about it. And, man, I'm looking forward to watching him grow. But this Warrior team is so much deeper than last year. And finally, I don't know if it's a contract or what. I have nothing but good things to say about Kuminga right now. He's looking awesome. And I don't know why this took 4 years for him to – I mean, it's only two games.
Yeah.
See how it goes. But I've never seen him put back-to-back games together where he looked that good. This team looks just awesome. And I think they took – I know you guys were saying Joker didn't have a great game last night, but that Denver team put up still 100 – what was the score?
137-131. Yeah.
I mean that's about the best punch you're going to get, I think. Even if Joker's having a great night, that means somebody else may not be having a great night. This Warrior team looks really, really, really good, guys. And they're deeper. Their bench is deeper. I think they're going to play around with the starting lineup. Al Horford, I think, is going to start more. But I think they're just – right now they're looking great just the way they are, and I don't think they've figured it all out yet. It's exciting. So I just wanted
I love it, T, and I agree with you. And before you go, let me just tell you this, and I'll tell Stoney and everybody listening. If you thought and you knew Kuminga had the goods, you're not surprised, but you're delighted that he's doing what they wanted him to do. But from a talent standpoint, Trevor, I still feel like this is a continuance of last year, 27-8. So for the people saying slow down after two games, I get it, but it's more than two games if you follow me. Because last year, going into the Minnesota series, that really hurt, man. But they were playing good ball. And now, like you said, Kuminga's on board and Will Richards playing and everybody's making contributions, including Al Horford.
Yeah. And one thing to say about that, Kuminga, the one thing that I've always been critical of is that it's not consistent. He'll have a great game, and then he'll be off for two or three games. Mm. If he keeps putting these things back-to-back like he's doing and it's starting to come together, that's what I want to see from Kuminga. Not, I had a great game, 20 points, 20-plus points, and then fell off the map for two or three games and making bad decisions. I haven't seen him make bad decisions, really. I haven't seen him. I still want to see his defense get a little bit better. I think he's still playing up too tight on some of these guys, and they're running by him a little bit at times. But if there's consistency there, then, yeah, now we're talking about the kind of Kuminga that maybe the owner of the Warriors sees the value in that I haven't seen for a couple of years. It's early for that, but yeah.
I agree. Got to start.
I'm optimistic.
Thanks, Trevor. Yeah, got to start somewhere. Kuminga's having a good year.
And, I'm not getting in trouble, but I tell you right now, just that Trevor call has me thinking of what I saw from Kuminga last night. He was fitting in. If I bring up, and I'll do it during the next break, Stoney, his over-under, I lost the rebounds with actually cashed out the natural bet of total rebounds for Jimmy Butler was at 8. I set my own at 14. We'll talk about that. But I feel like Kuminga is going to go ham tonight in regard to just by default, they're going to need your legs and he's going to hoist up some shots and get some points. So I'm looking at his point total tonight.
Yeah, I mean, to me,
like,
this,
man.
This is if let's say they come out tonight in Portland and whatever, you can just tell the veterans are a little bit sluggish.
Yeah.
Then I'm really interested to see what Kuminga does, because that's going to be the kind of game where it's going to be hard for him to be efficient, because they're going to need him to, you know, they're going to need him to score a lot. And
yes,
he'll probably be asked to score more tonight than he has. Like, they're going to push him to score tonight because that's what they need him
for. I totally get
and
it.
There's another, you know, how does he react to that? And how does he, you know, kind of approach tonight's game?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Paul's in Oakland.
The town.
What's up, Paul? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I want to take the conversation just to a slightly different direction for a moment.
All right.
And I want to get your two feedback and thoughts on Klay Thompson. I watched the Dallas game the other night. I've read some pieces about him struggling through the preseason. Obviously, it was not the year that he had more than likely had hoped for. And what do you all think? Did he maybe read the tea leaves and see this coming with the Warriors and make it difficult for them to want to keep him? Or how would you, what's our perception and thoughts on what if he had signed the twofer and still was here? What would that look like?
Yeah, that's
interesting. And
it's a good question.
Draymond Green spoke about it. I don't know if you heard it, Sonny. He said he didn't want Klay to come back, basically. I'm paraphrasing.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he knew Klay needed to be in different surroundings. And my point about yesterday and the great Meg Thee Stallion was, Sonny, is like Beyonce and Jay. Either one of them has not fallen off. So all I was saying was I love the Mama Giddings, if you're listening, I love the Klay Meg relationship, but I need Klay to be shooting 40 or 38% to be what he was, not fall off. So I'm serious, Donnie. It was only one game, but I watched the preseason games in Dallas and J-Kidd and the rest of the Mavericks. That Klay's their shooter, and I'm just hoping, like you said, what did you say the other day? Goo, we know for a fact he's a notorious slow starter. So that's all this is, if that's what he's asking.
I mean, look, he's...
He needed to change scenery.
Yeah, it was time. I don't...
But he is a slow starter.
I mean, in a weird way, I think he might have held the team back.
Mm.
But we all love Klay.
Yeah, we do.
Let's go to Alex in Chicago.
Chi-town.
Hey, Alex. How's it going, man?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, guys? Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Yeah. Listen, I'm very impressed with the Golden State Warriors, what they're doing so far. Here's what I'll say, man. I believe this season is all about winning the game that they are supposed to win, right? I think we struggled like that in the previous seasons and last seasons where it was games we were supposed to win. We ended up coming up short because we had to lean on the superstars so much. Like an example, last night, you expect Curry to have that type of game playing a team of that caliber with the Denver Nuggets, right? So tonight, it's just like Guru said, I'm kind of agreeing with him, where the Kuminga, the Pies, the Trice Jackson Davis, those guys need to be able to step up and take care of business in these types of games where we're playing these teams. They're young, they're up and coming. You know what I'm saying? And let the young guys get out there and let the horses run, right? Second thing, listen, I don't think we I love Moses Moody. I'm seeing something right now with him being out of the rotation. I believe Steve Kerr is in a position where he has the guy that he has to go with. So it's not a lot of chaos. You know what I'm saying? I think when we have all those guys, they're available to play. It's a lot of chaos in the rotation. And, you know, those kind of things start to cost us games. Right. So I love Moses Moody, man. I love what he can bring to the Warriors. But I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I wouldn't mind seeing him go away in a trade or something like that. And, you know, and Golden State just really settling in with what they have right now. This unit that they have now, it looks like they're together. They play together. They understand how to play together. Kerr is going with Kuminga a lot. So I'm thinking, you know, and then you've got to think about the addition of DeAnthony Melton. I'm really interested to see what he's going to bring once he comes back. If he can stay healthy, that'll solve our problems for the entire season because we're able to reserve the superstars and, you know, allow the young guys to get off and still have some relatively solid players, you know, within the rotation that can keep the wins coming. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm definitely interested to see what's going to happen in the future, but I love what I'm seeing now. They look great.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Alex. Thanks so much.
Alex used the word chaos, Donnie, in regard to the, you know, it's always good to have a logjam of good options and players. You know what I'm saying? So Moody will definitely be a part of the rotation, but I mean, Stoney, you mentioned you ran down the list earlier, man. This when everybody's healthy, there's going to be a logjam.
The guy I can't figure out is Seth Curry, what his role is going to be. I know the role they want Melton to have, and I know the role they want Moody to have, but I got to
come in and let him fly, Stoney?
I guess. But I'm looking at where the minutes are going to come from. I mean, Butler's averaging 37 minutes a game. That's going to go down. Curry's averaging 34 and a half. That's coming down. Kuminga's at 34 and a half.
That's 15 minutes already, Sally.
Todd's 33. Horford 24. Buddy Hield 20. You know, it'll start shaking. All right. Let's go to Rick in Oakland. What's going on, Rick? How you doing, man?
What's going on, gang?
Hey.
How you doing? What's up, Guru?
What's up, baby? 2-0, man.
I see, man. The Warriors are looking mighty dangerous. It's reminding me of the strength in numbers.
Hey, is this
youngsters
Rick?
Getting opportunity. Huh? Yeah.
This the Spurs fan, Rick, I was telling you about, the original Spurs fan.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to talk about Wimby right now. Okay. We're not going to talk about Wimby.
Okay,
right.
All right.
I got to stay on top.
Okay, got you. My
man. Yeah, I like the way the Warriors is letting Kuminga get it, do his thing now. Of course, they got Moody coming off the bench. Paz, the youngster Richard from Florida, sharpshooter in college, another splash baby. So I like what I'm seeing out the Warriors. They stay healthy. They'll be right there in the mix again against my Spurs.
Hey, Rick, before you go, we've had some deep conversations over the years, man. I want to ask you this because you mentioned Pods. I respect everything he's done. I don't understand some of the hate. When I say Pods with the Warriors, what comes to mind real quick?
My opinion, last year he got too many minutes. I like his game. He comes off the bench. He's a shooter. He can hit the shot. He can create. He get his nose dirty, get some rebounds. But he's definitely an asset to the Warriors. But I just think that he shouldn't be a starter. I don't know if he is currently. I didn't see the beginning of the game yesterday. But I definitely think he's an asset and somebody to keep for sure.
I like that. Stoney, an asset. So, yeah.
Appreciate it, Rick.
Yeah.
Go Spurs.
I can't get over Wimby growing 2 inches.
He's 19? 20?
Dude.
Wow. I mean, what if he wins the MVP this year?
Oh, and Defensive Player of the Year.
Oh, he's 21. Never mind.
What's that mean?
It means he's old.
Stoddy, stop. Richard is 22? No, that's Kuminga, 22. How old is Richard? Yeah. Will is what? 4 years of college. I put him at 22.
No, I mean, there's going to be a competition for minutes when everybody gets healthy, if everybody gets healthy.
Yeah. Richard, 22 in December.
Who?
Will. Richard.
Oh. But they are, they got to be careful with that depth, too, because,
no doubt.
You know, when guys start coming back, then other guys' minutes get impacted, but we're not there yet.
I do like the word he used, Rick, on Pods. Because, I try to defend him, Stoney, and he's not perfect, but an asset. Like, if you said Guru's an asset to the station, I would take that. An asset. Doesn't mean I'm going to be on all the time.
Yeah. Al Horford played his first game at Chase Center last night. What do you think?
Man, it was unbelievable. I feel like I went through the whole Warrior Steph Curry experience there. We started out slow, got it going in the third, and then, man, that shot to send it to overtime, that's the kind of stuff that you just can't believe. You shake your head, but I'm very grateful to be here.
Damn. Al Horford.
And I know this is crazy because GP2 had a great tip in. Draymond had a steal. Kuminga, Jimmy Butler hit the three. Bastani, it's 125-123, 3:01 on the clock, and Al Horford in the corner takes a three. And all, this is just how my basketball mind works. You miss that, and they get the rebound, go the other way, let the 24-second clock tick before they get moving or what have you. I mean, that was a hell of a shot, but that's the Al we know, right? In Boston, big shot Al.
He can make threes.
Yeah.
So somebody asked Al Horford about what the game plan was on Aaron Gordon.
We needed to get over the screen with a little bit more urgency.
Okay.
But, man, you got to give him credit.
Yeah.
He was just shooting lights out, and I don't think he felt us enough. So I think the next time we play him, we got to do a better job making sure that we get into him, and we can't give him those easy ones.
See, I felt like that for much of the game. I got to steal his verbiage, Donnie. I felt like the Warriors didn't make Denver feel him, and that's why I felt like they were in control.
I'm just looking at it as guy made 10 of 11 threes.
Incredible, man. And then put him up three with 26 seconds left.
Just be glad you won the game.
Wow. But just so there's nothing there in regard to my theme of Luka going for 43 and Gordon going off and there's no Moody because you talked about on-ball defender. He's one of them. But, man, Kuminga was out there, and sometimes you just got to tip your cap. But he was giving everybody the business, man.
Bad Hombre's in D.C.
That's our guy.
What's up, Bad Hombre? How you doing?
Hey, y'all hung up on me the other day. Uh-huh. I had the mute button. But to answer Guru's question, I think a lot of people, quote-unquote, hate on Pods is because they're saying, wow, this guy didn't have to really do summer league. This guy didn't really have to do the G League. And he sent Klay Thompson, first ballot Hall of Famer, to the bench. And I think a lot of people are questioning, what is he really doing besides hustling and taking charges that warrants him a starting position in the NBA? I can't think of another team where that dude starts, if I'm honest.
Wow.
But for some reason, I think Steve Kerr likes him. And it's kind of, well, not ironic, but I think that Pod Ceiling is actually Steve Kerr on the Bulls. Come off the bench, hit a three or two, give your starting point guard some minutes, and then go back to the bench. Mm. That's his ceiling to me. That's what I see. I don't know. Maybe you all see something I don't. But hustling and taking charges, come on now. It's all about buckets.
Mm. Well,
that's just my little two cents.
No, I agree with you. I don't see him as a Kerr, because Kerr could shoot the lights out.
No doubt.
I mean, Steve Kerr shot close to 50% from three. I don't think Pods is ever going to be a great three-point shooter.
But City Boy he wasn't hating. He just asked a question. And, you know, I do think when Melton comes back, Steiny, I think if I'm Pods, some of my minutes are going to Melton. Not all of them, but a lot of them maybe. If Melton's the last Melton we saw when he was healthy, you know?
I'd like to see Pods' minutes come down a little bit. I mean, I think he's...
Do you think he's a starter on a championship team? That's what this boils down to. But Steiny, they almost, again,
they
lost in the second
round. He may end up starting and Kuminga ends up coming off the bench. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so you don't necessarily start your best five players.
Mm. It is interesting.
Pods, he's all right.
Yeah. And the Kerr I know, like the charge last night with Christian Brown. Steiny, what if he wasn't good at taking charges? That's a layup, and maybe the lead's at 11 or the 9. I mean, that's what Pods brings to the table. And to Rick's point, he gives you everything you ask for in regard to the hustle, but isn't that half the game? And I'm not telling you he's Steph.
I don't think it's half the game.
Then why do I want to give Pods the Nobel Peace Prize for not messing it up? And we've seen Draymond yell and dress down teammates, young guys, Jordan Poole, all the others, Wiseman, that didn't pick it up. So for Pods to pick it up and not mess it up, that's why I almost want to give him a bro hug on whatever people think you are lacking. You have not messed it up. And you're running right with Steph, all that IQ you're running with. So that deserves something, right? Of kudos.
I thought that. But is he playing easy basketball with those guys? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they went 27-8. He didn't mess it up. I'm not saying he's perfect, Steiny. So my answer would be yes.
Yeah, Pod is fine. I understand why, you know, he's a little bit of a polarizing player. There's no doubt about
it. And I didn't agree with him saying, I want the keys. I thought that would, like, that doesn't help your profile.
That's gotten really.
What do you mean?
That's not exactly what he said. I want the keys.
Well,
I mean.
How did you take it?
I mean, I took it as though he wants the trust. Like, he didn't show me anything there that I don't think I didn't know was already there. He wants to be the next generation of Warrior, and he wants the superstars to give him their blessing at some point. It's harmless.
Yeah. I guess I want, if anybody were to say that like an other, I guess I'd want it to be Kuminga, somebody that I think, you know, is going to be or has the potential to be a superstar. You know?
Well, they think Pods can be an all-star. Joe Lacob said it.
Do you?
And you believe everything that he said.
Do you? Believe he can be an all-star? I'm not hating on the kid.
Hey. I mean, if I had a bet, I'd probably say no. But,
yeah, the kid, I think.
Who knows? Probably not. But head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. That segment also brought to you by Ceramani Ford.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.